FM 90.3 WJTL bringing you CC Winans' Come Jesus Come. Good morning to you at 7:05.
Our next Throwback Thursday is on the way. It has a cool theme. It's going to feature Bible-based songs from the past. They might be songs about the Bible, songs containing verses from the Bible, or songs that actually tell Bible stories. It's the Year of God's Word, so you get to listen for a full day of Bible-based songs on July 31st, right here, FM 90.3 WJTL.
This morning, our friend Jerry Grosch is here. Jerry, the Interim Director of Operations at Mennonite Disaster Services, which we'll just call MDS from here on out. Jerry, is that okay with you?
That's great.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great this morning. It's a wonderful, beautiful summer morning.
Yeah. Anybody you want to say hi to this morning?
I would give a special shout out to anybody who's volunteered with MDS, and because the volunteers are what make MDS. Without volunteers, MDS doesn't exist.
And I'm guessing a lot of your volunteers are from this area. Do you get a lot from this area?
Quite a lot. Oh, yes. Yeah. There would be huge numbers of people volunteering from Lancaster County, but also surrounding areas. And so we really appreciate what they do and what they bring to our programs.
Before we talk about MDS and your programs and what you're doing, Jerry, I want to talk a little bit about your journey. So you retired. You're back now as the interim director. They needed you. But You've sort of done it all in the MDS world. Tell us about all the places you've been and where you've served.
Done it all? Well, yes, I was hired in 2006, coming back from 17 years working in East Africa with the Mennonite Church, and I started as the Field Operations Director. In that role, I oversaw all the projects of MDS, and we've had projects all the way from American Samoa to Saipan. I never did get to Saipan, but got to American Samoa, Alaska, Puerto Rico, and all of the places in between on the mainland. So I've counted up when I retired 110, at least 110 different project locations all across the U.S.
Amazing.
And one thing I want just to note, because of what we do, we are rebuilding homes, cleaning up and rebuilding homes for people who can't afford to do that after disasters. It means that we often get into marginalized communities. These might be Native American reservations like Pine Ridge in South Dakota, Attakapa Ishak Indian group south of New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina, Selma. We currently have a project in Selma, Alabama, and a lot of you would recognize that name because of the civil rights movement.
Right.
Working in, for us who are mostly, who are we? Mostly white, north, sort of northerners here, going into the South, working in black communities. It's really special. We develop great relationships in those kinds of places.
Yeah, and I'm thinking about all the volunteers that are going into those areas and doing something. If you've been to 100 places, you've seen thousands of volunteers who are working there. Tell me a little bit about what it takes to be the heart of an MDS volunteer.
What does it take? I used to use a verse from Exodus, where was it? Chapter 4, where Moses is at the burning bush, and he gives God all these excuses. You remember that? And then finally God said, look, Moses, I don't know if he got impatient with Moses, said, Moses, what's that in your hand? Moses just said, well, it's you know, a staff, or it's my shepherd's stick.
Yeah.
And sort of the tools of the trade. But what I take from that is that God can use very ordinary things and very ordinary people to do extraordinary things.
Yeah.
This is just my stick. So you have a spatula in your hands. You can cook for MDS. You handle hammers. You use a mouse or a keyboard. You could be an office manager for MDS. So we put people to work. You don't know anything about construction. Somebody will teach you how to do that drywall.
Yeah.
Even if it means you get dusty, messy. Yeah.
Oh, all these years of experience, all these people that you have met, all this hope that you have helped instill in many of these communities. I know you probably have thousands of stories, but does one stick in your head that you could share with us that kind of embodies what MDS is doing?
I want to read a little bit from a letter. This came from someone in Amory, Mississippi, where MDS volunteers were rebuilding houses following a tornado there. I don't know what, if the tornado was this past spring or last fall, but this letter came sometime this summer. I'm going to read this. So the just to say this is directly pieces of this letter, the persons wrote, "What touched me most was how they," the volunteers, "carried themselves with humility, compassion, and the dignity of people who truly serve, not for praise, but for purpose. We came to know them not just as helpers, but as disciples of Christ. Their love was not in word only, but in deed and truth. They were the hands and feet of Jesus, reaching into the wreckage and lifted lives. With the heart of saints, they embodied the gospel, not behind a pulpit, but in muddy boots and calloused hands. Because of them, my family has a home again. Wow. But more than that, we have witnessed what it means to serve like Christ with dignity, respect, and an unshakable love. Thank you. You have changed our lives forever."
Wow. Wow. Muddy boots and calloused hands.
Yeah.
That's a great letter.
Exactly.
That's a great letter. Well, thank you so much, Jerry, for being with us. We want to talk more coming up, maybe find out about some of the recent catastrophes that have happened and how MDS is serving there. In the meantime, you could visit online mds.org, find out how you could get involved as a volunteer, or even how you can help support what MDS is doing throughout the world. Coming up, Matt Mardo and much more music.